you for the honor to our parents. And today we'll go straight into the word. I have a belief that the word that we are going to hear today, we hear it today and we hear it next week Friday. May I repeat the same thing for emphasis. Amen. It's titled Vessels for the Glory. It's titled what? Vessels for the Glory. In a great house, there are many vessels. I think we looked at that the last time. Of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. All of them in the same house. Praise the Lord. And Bible says that if we purge ourselves, we can become a vessel of honor. Amen. Sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. One good thing to always know as a human being is to know where you are coming from. Praise the Lord. Is to do what? Know where you are coming from. The places we look at today, and we call developed countries. Maybe that we've called developed countries in the last 50 years. France, Germany, England. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, they were barbarians. Their history is clear. Okay? They were barbarians. They knew where they were coming from. I hope they do. And God did that for the children of Israel. Always try to remind them sometimes where they are coming from before God intervened in their lives. We'll look at that scripture first today. Deuteronomy 26, verse 5. He was trying to tell the Jews their origin from Abraham. Remember, Abraham himself at the beginning was a heathen. Okay? He still lived in the area of Iraq, Middle East. And then that's where God called him and he migrated to the land God said will show him. Okay? And in this portion of scripture, we don't want to read all the preceding verses. God tried to paint a picture of where he took them from. Okay, let's repeat. And thou shalt say, thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down to Egypt. Okay, so that's just so God tried to paint a picture. Because when you have young millennials who are trying to define their own rules, sometimes you need to tell them the heritage. Praise the Lord. God was trying to tell them that now today you have a temple. Today you have blessings. Today you have a covenant. Today God fights on your behalf. But a Syrian ready to perish was your father. And he went down to Egypt. So that's just a span of about 400-500 year history. But now you become a big nation, a populous nation, a blessed nation, a covenanted nation. Likewise, we ourselves, we all have our histories. Forget personal history. He said, what was your history? Sinner. Isn't it? Yeah, you're righteous today. You're a child of God today. You pray in the spirit today. And go. But history, sinner. Ephesians 2, 12 to 13. Ephesians 2, 12 to 13. Ephesians chapter 2. 12 to 13. That at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. Amen. I want to believe many of us, that's our history. Praise the Lord. We had our past, bad boys, sinner. No matter how moral you are, sinner, when God makes an X-ray of you, you are a candidate for hell. You are aliens from the commonwealth of Israel without God. But now, amen. Said you have been brought near. You are far off from God before. Brought near. And what brought you near? The blood of Jesus. What brought us near? The blood of Jesus. Amen. Because sometimes when we just use the word, I'm born again, sometimes we need to trace back to appreciate the importance, the import, the weight of that statement. And scriptures like this help us paint a picture. Amen. That we were without God in this world. We had the sin nature in our spirit. And there was no light inside. I told God, don't send people to hell. People go there. See, God is light. It's of a purer eyes than to behold iniquity. So when you die and appear before God without a recreated spirit, you can't come to him. It's a magnet. It just repels you to hell. You go to hell. God doesn't send you there. You just went there. Because you can't come to God. Praise the Lord. But we that sometimes were far off, we're now made near by the blood of Jesus. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. What we don't understand, we commonize. Praise the Lord. What you don't understand, you commonize. I remember, is it Tales of, forgotten the title, it was a British drama of a king, a prince and a pauper born on the same day. And the prince was growing up in the palace. The pauper was growing up in the slum. But the prince wanted a feel of life outside. Because as prince, he can't go out. He goes out with guards. But he sees children playing in mud, building sand castles. He wanted a part of that life. So he made a deal to just go out. And then there was now this pauper, which by coincidence, they were lookalikes. So they brought that pauper to the palace. And the pauper went to go and play outside. But the pauper, the real pauper, when he came in, acting as prince, there was the signet of authority, the scepter of the kingdom. It looks like a hammer like this. So it is kept in a revered place. The day you become king, it will be handed over to you. The pauper was using it to break granite. What you don't know, understand the word, you will commonize. You commonize. And sometimes, sadly, that we are born again, sometimes we just commonize it. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Look at your neighbor. Because you know, deception is a bad thing. Look at your neighbor and say, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Like someone said, why would they want somebody to be not deceived if it's not possible? It means it's possible. So say your neighbor again, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Next verse. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. We need to read this to policemen. Shall inherit the kingdom of God. Go to verse 11. And such were some of you. That means you are not there again. No. I didn't say that hallelujah. You are not there again. No. Fornicators, you are not there. Idolaters, you are not there. Covetous, you are not there. And such were some of you. That are past life. See, the Bible will always be factual. If you are finding yourself straying into that, you stray there. That's not your life. And such were some of you. But, you are washed. What washed you? But you are sanctified. That's by the word. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Such were some of you. And that's where we are going today. Vessels for the glory. You see, why Paul was writing this, yeah, it's Paul, is that the truth is, because you are spirit, soul, and body, that tag, fornicator, covetous, thieves, idolaters, effeminates, revilers, covetous, all those things have been removed from your spirit. But there are still elements of it in your soul and your body. And that's why he's giving an encouragement that the real you does not have these things. Praise the Lord. The real you, which is the spirit, which was born again. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. The word of God abided forever. That spirit in you is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That spirit is new. It's like it's never existed before. It's a new creature. Praise the Lord. So when we are born again, our experience, we are partakers of the divine nature. Praise the Lord. But like I said, a part is born again. One third for most of us now is one third. Spirit is born again. Soul is still struggling with the born again. Body is not. That's the experience of most people. There are some people that have spirit is born again. Soul is virtually clean. It just gets contaminated once in a while. They are fighting the body already. Praise the Lord. It's spiritual growth. So, and that's, thank God for Pastor Luby. It's from him or whoever. He said the life of God is actually in measures. Let's think about this. When you say, if you want to tag that God is great, is all powerful. Okay? And you know that they're all true. But you see, that God, before you over-spiritualize him, he's also very scientific. Are you listening to me? These are youths. At least if adult church, if they don't want to hear science, youths will hear. Praise the Lord. That God is very scientific. Let me give you an example. Now, why don't you say, because he's so powerful, you say, God, protect me from now till the next 15 years. Thank you because you always answer prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Then you, for the next 15 years, you never pray any prayer again or protect, since you have prayed. Does that happen? Answer now. Does that happen? Why don't you pray every night when you want to sleep? Don't you pray when you wake up? Why don't you say, God, all the prayers, everything that we need for the next 15 years, God, you are all powerful. Answer them. They are answered now by faith in Jesus' name. No more prayer for the next 15 years. You know, it looks absurd. But it's God. He's all powerful now. But God operates in measures. He operates in measures that you can handle. So when you receive some things now, if you leave it alone, it will start going down. Then you open to it, then you receive more. Praise the Lord. The only person that is self-sustaining is God. Amen. No, nobody can contend that. Okay? So when you get born again, for example, you got born again, your spirit is recreated. That is not the same. That same spirit has a different measure when you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. It's not the measure of born again. That is the same thing as filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's look at John 4:14. John 4:14. We have foundational scriptures, Pastor Luby taught us. God bless him. But whosoever shall drink of the water, this is born again experience, shall drink of the water that I shall give him, shall never thirst. So that's quite some measure, isn't it? Shall never thirst. But the water, Ekakni, but the water that I shall give him. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well, springing up unto everlasting life. This is a great measure. Say that water that I shall give him, that's the born again spirit. Say that water shall, is when you are born again, old things are passed, a new creature. That water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. So it's like a measure of a well. But it's not just a well. That well is springing. Is springing unto everlasting life. Okay, John chapter 7. John chapter 7, 37 to 39. So I like that measure. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. Okay, 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, so just that other one to thirst, there was a thirst, and now the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. To 39. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. Well, we don't have the time to go and talk about which scripture said. Okay? But it's Isaiah 28. Stammering lips and all that. Okay. We'll get there. Or we may not get there. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The other one, you test, the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. This one also you test, but the water shall give him shall be like rivers. Compare the, not river, thank you, Ayonfe. Not river, rivers. Praise the Lord. So which one is greater measure, the well or rivers? Rivers of living water. That one is a well springing to everlasting. These rivers. Now, what makes the difference between a well and rivers? Both were testing, both of them were thirsty. They gave us well, this one. This one is giving us rivers. Verse 39. But this spake he, so he's qualifying this river, of the spirit which they shall believe, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not glorified. So it made it clear that this one is the measure of baptism of the Holy Spirit. The other one is a measure of born again. Amen. You can see the difference. Amen. Well and rivers. How many times have I warned my sisters? How can you marry a man who does not pray in tongues? He respects me. He loves me so much. You are blind. And may God open your eyes quickly. Praise the Lord. If he respects you, let him pray in tongues. That to me is an evidence of respect. Because in your day of trouble, he will carry your name and take it to the altar of God and pray in tongues over you. Not the one that will say, "Ah, kila mashiba, emi no mongo da mashi." I'm just telling you serious facts. My lady, say you are hearing me. You better know the criteria. Forget Lexus, a house. You better just calm down, forget that. Those ones are ephemeral. They can disappear and reappear in seconds. I have one lady of recent. I'm trying to set up a guy for her. The guy came after his boy, he said, "Excuse me, do you pray in the spirit?" Say, "Well, in my church," I said, "Thank you." You don't let us even go further. I said, you are taking care of your life. Praise the Lord. Well, compared to rivers of water. The difference is clear. Okay, so God talks about measures. Praise the Lord. Use well in a place. Use rivers of water. And I like, those are all dimensions of wet water. There is also, so we can jump, the Spirit of God is a measure of the anointing. Praise the Lord. So the anointing you carry when you are born again is less than the anointing you carry when you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That's just the simple truth. Okay? Now, in the Old Testament, you had the outer court, the holy place, and the holiest of all. One thing we see in the holy place is that there were candlesticks. There were what? Candlesticks. They were actually lampstands. They don't have the typical candle that we have. They are lampstands. And they fill those lampstands with oil. With what? Oil. With what? Oil. Okay? And then they will that oil, when they now put the light, to lighten the lampstand. Praise the Lord. And then also there was the showbread. So it had the oil and it had the bread. Praise the Lord. Like the anointing and the word. Amen. The anointing and the word. Praise the Lord. You'll find out later that a Christian that will progress must combine praying in the Spirit and reading the Word of God. Okay? Praying in the Spirit, reading the Word of God. Praying in the Spirit, reading the Word of God. Praying with travail, revelation, knowledge. They are all in the Word and Spirit. Praise the Lord. Like Pastor Lai used to read, I think it was, I also read it from a man of God during my youth service days. He said, Christians that have no Word and no Spirit, they make God to throw up. That means these are people God that disappoint. They don't have the word. They are God's children, no. They don't have the word. They don't have the power of the Spirit. So, like a metaphor, they make God to throw up. Some Christians have the Spirit. And when me, Oluwa soke dile, but they don't read the Bible. Those Christians, they will blow up. They are going to blow up. I run from them. They are always in the enemy. They're always seeing something. And that everything they see is never balanced with the Word of God. So Christians who all Spirit, no Word, they blow up. Then you have them. There are plenty in campus now. All Word, no Spirit. If you inspire, you will perspire. You see them fountain words, English and Bible and French. No Spirit. They dry up. They do what? They dry up. It's all for show. When the real action, they don't show up, they disappear. But you have Christians who are Spirit and Word. Those ones will grow up. Praise the Lord. Those ones will grow up. Amen. So, the anointing, the oil, represents a measure of the Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. Let's be quick. 1 Samuel 10 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because? Verse 1. Verse 1. Is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? So you have an anointing to function. Praise the Lord. Okay? The oil typifies the anointing that you've been given power. So I want to go back to what we said, that we are spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. Spirit, soul, and body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul, but he lives in a body. Okay? Spirit, soul, and body. Okay? And when we get born again, our spirit is recreated. Praise the Lord. First, like a measure of well. And then when we are born again, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, like a measure of rivers. Praise the Lord. The only thing is that there are still issues with our soul and our body. But once the spirit is recreated, you are a child of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. This scripture, this one should be in your head now because we quote it a lot in Zion City. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Mo, if that is you upstairs, you are too slow. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God that your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why are people eager that the rapture should happen? Why don't you be eager to get the things ready for the rapture? Praise the Lord. Why are you eager for rapture? Your soul is not sanctified. Your body is not sanctified. But you are saying that the rapture can happen. You should not be saying the rapture can happen anytime. You should be afraid it can happen. Go and get ready between the work, whole spirit, whole soul, and whole body to be preserved blameless until the rapture. Praise the Lord. Between that, then you are really ready for the rapture. Why are you bothering about graduation? And you don't want to read your book for exam. And you say it's graduation day. Which graduation dress will I wear? You are not reading for the exam. But you are bothered about the graduation. You know, does that make sense? The whole evidence that you really want to graduate is because you are still there at 2 a.m. reading, making sure that you understand that quadrilateral equation. You are preparing for graduation. Praise the Lord. Your whole spirit, your whole soul. So when we get born again, it is first the spirit. And that's born again. But when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're already getting ready the whole spirit. Amen. It's now reverse. Everything is filled. Our job is now how to get it to the soul. Amen. And that's what many of us, that's what Zion City, we are trying to always teach. Amen. That let's get that. Let's not be satisfied. We can't be satisfied. One third is not a pass mark now. Even though God will allow us to enter heaven. But it's not a pass mark. There may be no reward. Amen. So we can't take one third. If you are only one third, then you can't even be a soldier for Christ in this world. Amen. So you are walking out. The Bible says, walk out your salvation. He's talking to Christians. Walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. So you want to get that spirit, get it into the soul. Amen. Get it into the body. So we make mistakes. We repent. We clean again by the blood. Okay? And we continue the fight. That's what it means that the righteous can fall 7 times. But he will rise up again. Praise the Lord. He's trying to get that thing out from the soul. Get it out from the body. Amen. The deception of 21st century Christianity is, I have Christ in the spirit. I prosper. I'm healed. I have life partner. Then you forget about that spirit going from spirit to soul to body. That's a deceptive contentment. Praise the Lord. Let me say it again. It's deceptive contentment. And that's the shame of the gospel we have cornered the church into. We are born again. Yes, one third. Okay, God, bless us. Heal us. Prosper us. And then we're okay. Then when we die, we'll go to heaven. It's not our portion in Jesus' name. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all these prosper, health, visa, life partner will be added unto you. Amen. Let's take that order. God has no problem with the problem, but you'll be taking the battle to the gate. Amen. And then all those blessings will come. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings 4, 1 to 6. So our imperfection is not the issue. But let's be pushing. Let's be pushing for spiritual growth. Let's be pushing for transformation. Okay, now, you follow me. Okay, I'll have said you should read with me, but follow me this long stretch of scripture. And there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. He had the anointing in the spirit. And the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be born men because of the debt. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? If anything, we don't have anything as born again. If we don't have anything, we have our recreated spirit. Praise the Lord. What do you have there? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. That's the anointed spirit. Amen. That's the type of an anointed spirit. Don't have any other thing. I can't boast of long suffering. I can't boast of gentleness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, all those fruit of the spirit. I can't boast of revelation knowledge, but I'm trying to serve the Lord, trying to do my best, but I have the pot of oil. Praise the Lord. At least I'm confessing my sins by the blood of Jesus. I keep the spirit. Okay. Then he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. We're going to verse 6. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Praise the Lord. Old Testament has stories that have spiritual implications in the New Testament. Now, this is talking of an imperfect Christian, has his faults, has his weaknesses, but at least keeps the connection between him and God clean. So the pot of oil, the anointing, the spirit was there. Praise the Lord. Now, one good thing that this woman did, which we are all doing by God's grace, is that she had a connection with the prophetic. Praise the Lord. With Elisha. We said one time that we are built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. So she had a connection with the prophetic. Say, okay, I have my infirmities, I have my weaknesses, I have my debt. What do you have? Say, I have nothing but the pot of oil. That is always a good place to start. Praise the Lord. That's a sufficient place to start. It's not the end, but it's a good place to start. There's nothing the prophets would have done if the pot of oil was not intact. Praise the Lord. So you guard your born again jealously. Can have faults and mistakes. You are still God's child. Confess your sins, come under the blood, and keep your spirit clean. Praise the Lord. So you shall have the pot of oil. And I say, okay, get all the vessels. Yes, they are all empty, but get all of them and start to fill them with the oil. Amen. Start to fill them. You know what? Anytime I read this, say start to fill them. What I remember is travail. Praise the Lord. Pump the oil. Pump it into all the vessels. From spirit, pump it to the will. Pump it to the mind. Pump it to the emotions. Pump it to the body. He said, what is left? He said, everything is full. And the oil keeps flowing. He said, and the oil stayed. The oil didn't go down. The oil just kept rolling. Kept rolling. Kept rolling. He said, and the vessels, not a few. Not 3/4. 100%. That's where we are going to. Praise the Lord. All vessels, will, mind, emotions, body, must all bear the image of the heavenly. Praise the Lord. Now your spirit today bears the image of the heavenly, but will, mind, emotion, body must all bear the image of the heavenly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Luke 22:42. How do we save our will? Amen. Many of us were already doing it, so don't. We're already doing it. Amen. Listening to the word of God like this, week in, week out, is already flushing out. Cleansing of the water by the word. Amen. It's already cleaning our wills, mind, emotion. We just want to be specific. Now, how do we clean our will? This is Jesus, Gethsemane, saying, let's read now, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's how to clean your will. That's how to power it. Praise the Lord. Not my will, but thy will be done. Pastor taught us, every morning now we wake up, I choose to fear God. So I humble myself, to tell this prayer, by submitting to the will of God, even when I don't feel like it. That's a burnt offering. Praise the Lord. It's a what? Burnt offering. Not my will, but thy will be done. You know, Bible says, you see, there's a contention. You want to do something, but you know this is what God wants you to do. You know the way to handle that thing? Pray in the spirit. Get the word. Father, not my will, but that will be done. That will soften that will. Amen. And align it to the will of God. So it's good to always choose the fear of God. Amen. We have these prayer tracts, and Pastor Lalo is free. You can always ask for it at the end of the service, or the love book. All those prayers are there. In the morning, I choose to fear God. Pastor Lubi, who is teaching us now to say, I choose to fear God? He told us his past. You know, I told everybody has a past. He said, when he was like 19, 20, And because of the kind of people he was mixing with. So when he wakes up in the morning, say, Father, thank you for a new day. God, I'm believing you for that, my Datsun. Datsun 260 MXZ. That's the first thing that comes out of my mind. I start to confess it. He said one day, almost literally, he felt God slap him. He said, you have picked a covetous spirit. But then the gospel they just preached to us was, name it and claim it. I believe that scripture. Name it and what? Why not name the fear of God? Choose the fear of God and claim it. Praise the Lord. And then you are somebody, what guides your every decision is the fear of God. That thing always comes on you. I want to do this. But just say, Holy Spirit. That thing, it goes from a confession to a lifestyle. It guides you everywhere. Definitely, you will have what you say. Praise the Lord. So when you wake up every morning and I choose to fear God, so I humble myself, later that becomes your life. Amen. So the oil needs to go from the spirit to the will. Amen. Then it also needs to go to the mind. Ephesians 1:17. Let's be quick. Ephesians 1:17. Pastor Lalu, please pardon me. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I like the way sometimes, you know, when we read the Bible, so we fast, but it's good to calm down once in a while. There are ways Paul introduces God in some scriptures. When you go to Isaiah, there are ways God introduces himself. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. If you don't have wisdom and revelation, the mind is darkened. Praise the Lord. You are born again. There's light. There's oil in your spirit. But your mind is darkened. So, while you're a child of God, you make your decisions by what you feel and what you sense. But you don't see the light of God. Okay? Because the mind doesn't have light. But it's that same pot of oil when you pray that brings illumination. And you read the word of God that brings illumination. Praise the Lord. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding, that's your mind, being enlightened that you may know. There are so many things, but that many people are Christian, but they don't know. They don't know the things of the Spirit. They don't know the mind of God. They don't have wisdom from the Word of God. Their eyes of understanding is darkened, is not enlightened. But with prayer, with the pot of oil being pumped, with the Bible being read, gradually your mind becomes enlightened. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I pray that you desire these things. Because really, it's what you desire that you pursue. When you say a man pursuing something, it's based on his desire. Pursuit is an evidence of desire. Let's desire these things. Amen. And pursue it. Praise the Lord. Emotions. Amen. God have mercy. I'll read one scripture now and we'll go on. But I'll come back. I want to face brothers and their emotional problems. Brothers, say amen. I didn't hear that amen. These are able-bodied men. Say amen. I'm going to come back and face you and your emotional problems. Why is it that a woman must not pass? Eh? A woman must not pass. You have emotional problems. We'll come to it, oh. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I like honest people. Eh? We'll tackle it. So let's just take one scripture and then we'll come. This scripture generalizes for all of us. Then I'll come back and face the brothers. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9:25. 1 Corinthians 9:25. And every man that does jim-jim, say it like that, and every man that does jim-jim must be temperate in all things. For now, let's take this as man and woman. I will come back and face the brothers later. So every man and woman, that strives for mastery must be temperate, self-control. Amen. To the glory of God, I honor Pastor Lubi. Tells us every morning, Father, fill and cover my will, mind, emotions, body, circumstance with more love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Praise the Lord. You will have what you say. Amen. Get those love prayers. Oh. Get the tract when you finish if you don't have it. Those prayers, say it every day. You will have what you say. Temperate, self-control. Amen. There's nothing called millennial. Me, I don't know them. I know children of God. Praise the Lord. In short, millennials, maybe the only millennials that exist is that they have 21st century revelation knowledge from God. Those are the millennials that will fill the church. Amen. Let's start enlisting. Those are millennials that will fill the church. And that's really the destiny of the millennials. They are supposed to rule the nations with a rod of iron because of the word of God that they know and the prayer in the spirit that they do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Body. Hebrews 10:22. Then get ready, 2 Corinthians 4:11. Hebrews 10:22. So remember, we are pumping the pot of oil. Amen. And the oil is moving, will, mind, emotions, body. Let us draw near with a true heart, that spirit and soul, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts, that soul, sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Washing of water by the word of God. Amen. Bible typifies water by the Spirit, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 2 Corinthians 4:11. For we, which live, are always delivered unto death for Christ's sake, for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Praise the Lord. So God wants the spirit, the nature of the spirit that we have, the nature of God that we have in our spirit to be full. And then that nature should also affect our will, our mind, our emotions, and our bodies. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's the importance of praying in the spirit, particularly praying with travail. Amen. And reading God's word. Job 40 verse 16. Job 40 verse 16. Hey, maybe this weekend, try to do that project. I beg you, eh? It's an assignment I won't ask for you to submit. I may ask, but I won't mark it. But for your sake, read Job 40 about the description of the behemoth. Okay? It's a description of a Christian imperfection. It's a what? Description of a Christian imperfection. Maybe one day we'll look through it here. But try to read Job 40, the behemoth. But let's just take this verse. Lo, now, his strength. We said this during the last our prayer meeting on Friday. His strength is in his loins. That's what's encouraging us to do traveling prayer. He said, when you see that Christian that is in perfection, his strength. The strength of that is in his loins. Praise the Lord. When you see a mother, say this one is a mother. Not because she's mother hen. You know, mommy behavior. My class rep in 300 level in vet school, all the students call her mommy. She is virtually younger than many of them. But she has this mother hen always. Yes, no, don't do that, don't do that. But I'm talking of real mother. Okay, there's none here. Real mother. When you say mother, maybe two children, three children, the strength is in her loins. Praise the Lord. That's traveling prayer. Traveling prayer. The woman has experienced it. One of my lecturers, junior colleagues, everybody is growing. She's about to be a professor. She's the first set of students I taught in school when I became a lecturer. She's about to be a professor now. And same, that's the beauty of academics anyway. Then later she'll become HOD. And the professor that taught her will sign and write to her that please permission to go to Lagos. That's the beauty. She said her daughter is 12, 13, but she's gotten to puberty. He said sometimes you look at when she's spanking too much, the girl will look at her mom and she will show her body and look at trying to give the language, you're a woman. Me too. I'm a woman. You have not met house mistress in boarding house before. Ask them what they face with all these 12, 13-year-old girls. Go and ask those house mistress. He said, her daughter will look at her, and she will do her body. She won't say it with her mouth, though, but the language, she said, you're a woman. He said, when you look at her, she will now say, you're a woman, Abby. Well, when you were born, there were two people in the labor ward. Ask who did the real work. Because of the two of us, one strength is in the loins. Amen. His strength is in his loins. The Christian that is in perfection is a traveling Christian. And his force is in the navel of his belly. Belly is the evidence that you are connected to your mother. Praise the Lord. It's the evidence that you are connected. It's not the same thing. The strength is in the loins. That's traveling prayer. The force is by your constant communion with God. You keep that your link. Bible says Moses endured as seeing him that was invisible. And the way we really do that is the blood of Jesus. That's what cleans the pathway between you and God. So a true Christian, when he's traveling and is constantly under the blood, the oil is flowing from God and he is pumping and releasing out. That's the perfecting Christian. Praise the Lord. The strength is in his loins. His force is in the navel of his belly. Amen. That's why we don't joke with our communion with God. Anything distracts you, just come under the blood. That keeps your connection between that navel, that connection between you and your God, your parent source, your Jerusalem from above, who is the mother of all, keeps it open. And then you travel your loins. Amen. I've said this story many years. Like 2 years ago. I don't know what I've said since then. We were students in school. I was in vet medicine. Had my colleagues, my friends in medical school. So when they got to 500, once they're in 300, they go to UCH. We still stay in UI. And then we got chatting one time, and then they were in 500 or 600 now, 500. So they were doing their clinical rounds in labor ward, where women give birth. So 500 level student. I said, this primer is first childbearing, and real beautiful, saucy, pepperless lady, 26, 27, first child. So when she came and she was having pangs, ouch! They said, oh yeah, I put that down, ouch! The boys who have been there before, who have seen labor for about 3 weeks, they said, she ouch, no, she's so. Konikwe more ouch. After 3 minutes, she said, Mogueo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. They said, no. I thought it was, ouch! When the second stage came in, it went from ouch to Mogbe. I said, so she can say Mogbe. Boys, are you hearing me? Give a round of applause for your mother. I said, boys, the girl should keep. Give a round of applause for your mother. Her strength is in the loins. Amen. Amen. Now you are tall. Now you are taller. Now you can do like this beside her. She screamed to give you life. Amen. Let me round up by talking to the boys. I don't know. Maybe you're already afraid. I want to talk to you. But actually, I want to comfort you. See, that's why you shouldn't be afraid. The society is very unfair to you. They are very what? Unfair. Many times they blame us. They blame you. But the society is unfair. Very unfair. Why is it that the advert of Fanta is a the advert is for Fanta. Why must he involve a woman just wearing underwear? Why must the musical interlude? They were doing a documentary. The musical interlude came. And then suddenly you see one rasta head person. And then he's singing. And the three, four women that are behind him are wearing just underwear. Now, you may claim, and which is what you claim, you want to be holy, you want to be righteous. But that's what society is pointing to you everywhere you go. We are still a little sane here. Our madness is coming, but we are still sane. You get to Germany, the one I say underwear, that's the billboard outside on the road. It's a woman wearing underwear. A billboard. You know, you can hide your four-year-old son. He only watches cartoon and everything, but that's the billboard on the road. Now there is a rape epidemic. We don't know that we sow the seed. It's not an excuse, and that's why I'm coming to you. It's not an excuse, but the society has been unfair. They've primed things over years, and now the chicken has come home to roost. But you know the reality, let's even come to a sane level. The lady who does everything to get your attention, when she has it, bans you from ever seeing the attention of another lady. And will call you names if you ever see the attention of another lady. And really, the society too will blame you and call you names. So it's not really easy on the male child as the society tries to portray it. Praise the Lord. Because the eyes see. And the lady is walking down to the ATM. She's in your front, you are behind. She's a honest lady. She doesn't even know you are behind her. But as she's walking, you see things shaking. Boys, if you see it, raise up your hand. If you don't see it, put your... Let's be honest. Do you see it? Thank you. Leave the dishonest. You see things shaking. Not to talk of those who shake it purposely. But that is the society we live in. I went to teach in Abuja. I'm a visiting professor there. So I taught a new class, 200 level. That's the class I teach, both in Ibadan, 200 level. Most times, a few 300, 200. And this girl sat in the front. In the front, probably 17, 18. Three quarters of her chest level, bare. So I continued teaching. So when break time came, took a break, 5 minutes. So I went to the back of the class. I just sat down. So she was walking out. I said, come here. So she came. I said, how old are you? 17. I said, be careful, you are deceived. You sat in front of lecturer, three quarters of your chest level bare. The boys will take advantage of you. Put some senses in your head. They won't respect you. They only use you. And later decide to marry those they respect. So be very careful. It's just peer pressure. I know. But that's what boys face. Praise the Lord. And if you give in, you're a sinner. If you give in, you're a fornicator. You cannot tell anybody. Did you see what she was wearing? The society does not allow you to have an excuse, even though you are facing assault. And what's the way out? You have to take control of yourself. You have to do what? Boys, answer me. Boys, I want to hear your voice. Take control of yourself. Amen. We have just started, though. We have just started. You know this, they are going into classroom. Just watch 5-10. You see, it's a decaying society. What they wear now, they didn't wear it when I was a student. One of my students called me and said, about some years ago, if we are not serious, I said, sir, How can you say we are not serious? I say, you are not serious. He said, sir, do you know what we go through? I said, what do you go through? I said, sir, when you were a student, those girls were wearing skirts that got to the ankle. So those are the girls that were in your class. Said, the one in our own class now, they are wearing shorts, meaning with a slit in the front. And you now say, we are not serious. I just told her, I said, you better take your eye off. But the boys tried to paint the picture that, sir, it's easier said than done. But we have no choice. Did you hear that? You have no choice, so you got to take control of yourself. Amen. There's an emotional vibe to every young boy. Emotion, the society is beaming it. But you must take control of yourself. You better start now. Praise the Lord. Start now. Develop the culture of taking control so that you are not disgraced later. Amen. We're going to go through three scriptures quick. And the boys will read it. Do you hear me? Job 31. Okay, let's start with Job 34:10. Job 34:10. Boys, therefore, hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. Now read it again. Therefore, hearken unto me, ye men of understanding, far be it from me that I should do wickedness, and the almighty nature in me to commit iniquity. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I think on the Zion City website, this message will be there. Because every brother here must write these scriptures down. Do you hear me? But I don't want to bother you now. At least you'll get it from the... That's Job 34:10. Psalm 93, verse 5. Is that correct? Let me just quickly cross-check something. Yeah. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thy house. Touch, that house is you. Holiness becometh thy house. Becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. Job 31:1. Job 31:1. Huh. Oh yeah, call your name. Call your name to yourself. Call your name. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Give me a message. I have not read it all, but I want to see how message we paint this. Message Bible. I made a solemn pact with myself never to undress a girl with my eyes. It doesn't need your hand. Ejaka again. I made a solemn pledge with myself never to undress a girl with my eyes. Praise the Lord. I can assure you, sister, I can assure you, the day you say yes to his proposal, he will start doing this. The boy will start doing. He will start. He will say, Father, forgive me. He will go back. Father, forgive me. He will go back. The day you say yes to the proposal, he's a nice brother. He will not go with his hand, but his eyes are already like this. And say, God, have mercy. God, have mercy. God, have mercy. Praise the Lord. We are real, Lord. This is Zion City. Amen. The problem with the church is we either super spiritualize or we talk rubbish. We just don't stay with the truth. Last scripture. 1 Timothy 5:2. 1 Timothy 5:2. No, no, King James now. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all, he said Timothy. Timothy is a young pastor, bachelor. Say, treat the elder women as mothers. Treat the younger as sisters with all purity. Praise the Lord. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Far be it for me to commit wickedness, or the almighty nature in me to commit iniquity. Holiness become thy house, O God. I treat the younger women as sisters with all purity. Praise the Lord. I've been confessing this since I was about 20, 21. These scriptures. I still confess it this morning. I've been confessing these scriptures since I was 20, 21. Because I had my precious, and God started showing me these scriptures. Started showing me these scriptures. One by one. Because Gragra can't save anybody. It's the word. It's the word of God that will save you. You can do the Gragra. Hey, gosh, what is this again? It's good. But it can't last. That one cannot last. It's the word. Praise the Lord. When you keep confessing a scripture like this, and then one lady shines, you confess the scripture, she shines, she confesses. Hey, that's how you start knowing gradually that this is my own. Because that one cannot be put down. Praise the Lord. 20, 30 will shine before you. When you use the scripture, they will all come down. But there will be one that will just keep standing. That's how you will now really know that this is my own. Praise the Lord. But you have to take control of yourself. The society is going down the drain. Don't let it drag you with it. Don't let the society drag you with her. Praise the Lord. You need to start confessing the scriptures, pray in the spirit. Confess the scripture, pray in the spirit. Take control of yourself. Remove yourself from this world. You are not of this world. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us. Okay? So, vessels for the glory. I know, and our brothers have some challenges. People don't want to say it. They always feel you are the victim. You have your challenges. But what really makes a brother, a man, is that you overcome your challenges. Praise the Lord. Because marriage doesn't solve your problem. It only tapers it a little. It's this word that will solve your problem. Praise the Lord. And in this very mobile world now, okay, you are an MTN. You're a branch manager. You have your wife, your lovely wife. She's pregnant. We say, okay, training. Move to Akwa Ibom. 6 weeks training. Branch manager, your hotel is so. You are off for 6 weeks. You now know that marriage didn't solve your problem. You will find out. It's the word of God that will solve your problem. That's what's going to solve your problem. And start the culture now. Now. Amen. So that the world does not use your natural appetite to draw you away from the glory of God. The Lord will have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. I took longer than I thought, but like I said, okay, we will repeat this next week. Because it is Koleti Wole Dada. Amen. We will repeat it next week. Amen. The same title. We may just add a little few scriptures to it, but this thing needs to be strong. Praise the Lord. Because Mommy Sarah has told us with prophet, said, there's a spirit of the age. The spirit of the age is hit the world. It tells you that's what is happening in your time. The only thing that happens in your time is what happens in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Don't follow that stupid spirit. What happens to you as a Christian is what the word of God says. It's a sad story. I heard it from a pastor many years ago in his ministry of a brother who came confessing. A missionary ministry. These are missions people. But Nigeria was tough. Tight. And finally got a visa. And he went to Germany. See, at the end of the day, I don't know what people may rejoice with you for. or what you rejoice for. What is worth rejoicing is what God approves. Amen. What is worth rejoicing for? What God approves. Praise the Lord. That is as simple as that. Where is safe for you is where God told you to be. That's the place that is safe. I was looking at a report. There's a town in U.S. The murder rate, gun shooting rate per amount of people living in the town. That's the percentage, isn't it? In that city, is worse than Afghanistan. That's not one. They can mention cities for you now in the U.S. St. Louis, Minnesota, Chicago. There are people there. Just be where God tells you to be. This 21st century, oh. If you say you have visa to America, praise God, get to America. Just be where God wants you to be. God wants you to be in America, fine, you'll be safe. You'll be safe. There are not many Nigerians that will bring their cops from America and come and bury them at home. It will not be our portion. But that's just reality. Just be where God tells you to be. Praise the Lord. He got to Germany. And definitely, visa will probably be like 2-3 months. But he wants to be in Germany and make a living. So I don't know the connections he had, but a woman helped him, gave him accommodation in her place. So probably she's in a room. Every house has a basement. After a few months, the woman came and said, "Why are you disrespecting me? All the time you have been here, you've not even tried to sleep with me." Not brother, missions. For missions ministry. The woman broke his resolve. Later, he left that woman's house, but finally, the only one who accommodated him, a homosexual. Like a man ran from, Pastor Lalu, a man ran from a lion and met a serpent. He got into a homosexual relationship. Mission ministry brother. Then he traced his step back to Nigeria and went back to his mission ministry, repentance and restitution. Take control of yourself. Take control of yourself. It's a glorious day ahead for us. But there are pitfalls. But once we stay with God's word, we stay with prayer, we get that life of God into our soul, into our body. And God gives us the strength. All these things, they are nothing. Praise the Lord. The temptations are real, but I always tell God has taught me. I say those scriptures in the morning, and during the day, I learn to acknowledge the Lord. It's not that I am not a robot, and I'm not a spirit. Thank God I'm getting older, but I was 28, lecturing, 29, 30, 31. When I started lecturing, I wasn't married. It comes with its temptations. And in the 21st century university, there are some girls who want to pass and who don't want to read. And they know what to do. Plenty. 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 But you take control of yourself. It's not because they call you pastor. That's not what saves you. So sometimes that's your problem. Sometimes that's your problem. Not because they call you pastor. But take this scripture. I told you, 2021, I saw some of these scriptures. I still confess them. Because there's a glorious day ahead. Amen. Can you see David in the height? A man after God's own heart. Say, was flawless, except in this issue of Uriah. Who was the wife of Bathsheba? Who was the wife of Uriah? That thing, Satan waits and plans. But you get yourself strong every day. Praise the Lord. I'm really addressing you, brothers, now. Get yourself strong by the word and by the spirit. Prayer in the spirit, travail, those things are not options. Well, okay, you should do it, don't do it. They are not options. It's your life. It's your life. So get your acts together and don't let the wind blow you. Praise the Lord. Because God has destined all of us by the grace of God for greatness. But in great places are great temptations. Praise the Lord. So you have to get ready. I'll pray now. Pastor Lalo, I said I should pray. I end up with another story. So I'm saying this because these are real life, not hypothetics. 5, 10 years ago, the way time flies nowadays, I get invited to come and speak at a conference in Taiwan. Wow, that was big. I mean, if you're a lecturer in my field and co, I mean, you're in a big conference like that, they choose you as a speaker. I was very happy. Got my visa. 2-day journey, I think, flew to Qatar, and from Qatar to Hong Kong, and from Hong Kong to Taiwan. So, took almost 2 days. So, I got there in the night, and I was to speak the next morning. So I barely rested, and go. I got the big conference. Were only 2 black people. The other black was a Nigerian, but from South Africa. He works in South Africa. We were friends. We knew each other in Nigeria. He was a professor in Johannesburg. So we planned to see. So I gave my talk, but since he was an ESCO member, he was busy. So later in the night, I went to my hotel room. Yeah, I can't forget. Maybe one big hotel I was on. Maybe 45th floor. Not this tall, not this Taiwan, Japan, high-rise buildings. So, really was beautiful. Beautiful because during one of the break time, I went into Taipei, the town. Beautiful. So, I was watching TV, expecting Professor Amadi, that's the guy, his call. I told him my telephone number of my room. And then while watching TV, I slept off. And then suddenly, I just had... So I woke up. But that's not the phone. That was my doorbell. I said, Kai, Amadi has not forgotten about this appointment. So I wanted to stand up, and that's the beauty. All glory be to God. That voice was clear. Do not open that door. Do not open that door. This is God. I had him. So there's no... So I tried going back to sleep. Then the frequency. Okay, I can't sleep. God said, do not open that door. Okay, let me go to the bathroom. So, I mean, beautiful hotel, everything rocked. So you can walk, no soundless. So I just kind of walked gently to the bathroom. Myself came back, but the door had a is it pigeonhole? This like a door mirror, yeah. So I said, okay, I won't open the door, but who is ringing? So opened it. She was busy doing hair like this, adjusting. I just closed it. Tiptoed back to my bed, bind the devil, loose the angels, confess the word, and went back to sleep. But what am I saying? International speaker, this is good. You want to get to the top, but are you prepared for the top? The top has its temptations. Brothers, plenty. You know, it's easy to dream of the top. Sometimes when God is slowing some things down, it takes time. Many of us, it's hindsight that we are thankful that we didn't get some things when we wanted them. Are you prepared for the top? Are you prepared for the top? So I believe God has encouraged us. Amen. We take control. It's brother's night. We take control. And it starts now. Even when the temptation is minimal, use the word. Constantly be building yourself up. Be building yourself up. You prepare for... When really do you prepare for war? In time of peace. You prepare. Prepare your heart. So that you will not be like that guy in Proverbs. Said the lady just took him with her eyelid. Just the eyelid. The guy was gone. All his defenses fell. But when they are saying now, I set my will, I choose to fear God, those are the ammunitions that will save you in the day of trouble. Everybody faces it though. I mean, the brothers here, you can be real. If you want to live for Christ, you want to live a pure life, you will face it. Is he in campus? Is he at work? You will face it. Amen. Let's stand up and pray. We appreciate God. He has spoken to us today. It's brother's night. And let's take it. I think God has a message for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. But now we'll pray all of us for ourselves. Start to talk to God by yourself. Start to talk to God by yourself. I'm sure God has spoken to you one way or the other. And it's you know God has spoken to you. What's the response? You know the appropriate response. Is it repentance? Is it setting your will? Is it making a vow to God? There is a response one way or the other, brother or sister, to what you have heard today. Talk to God. There's no condemnation here. You've made mistakes, repentance, under the blood. You are divided of mistakes, set your will. Set your will. You know where you are going in Christ? Make a vow. Tell him to keep you. Tell God to keep you. We can't keep, none of us can keep ourselves. None. Tell God to keep you. God, you are walking your purpose out.
As years succeed to it.
God, you are working your purpose out.
God, you're working your purpose out.
And the hour has come to be. Trust the hour that has come to be.
When our lives
shall be filled with the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea.
Let's start again. God, you are working your purpose out. Say it as a prayer.
As
each year goes, day unto day, God is working his purpose out.
Lord, you're working your purpose.
And the hour has come to be.
The hour has come
to be.
Nearer and nearer. This house, your body.
When this house shall be filled with the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea.
Nearer and nearer, draws the hour.
So near and nearer,
draws the
hour.
Raise one hand to God. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Say it out. I thank you for today. I have heard your word. Father, I want to live for you. all the days of my life. I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in the sanctuary, in your holy place. Help me. Help me to be diligent in prayer, in praying in the Spirit, in praying with travail, in reading the Word of God, so that the life of God can flow from my spirit to my will, to my mind, to my emotions, to my body. You will wash my heart from all evil consciences and my flesh with pure water. Help me to be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and through my life, O God, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Rababa shakata gabrababa kaski. Regede bekaka probo santa katoski. Merebeke sebredos karida. Maribaka kupremo shalala. Beribe sente bregoski. Regede bekesi bande kete bari. Regede bekaka baba suntrebeko. Jalebe seke. Marabaka to baba santa ya. Ragadibaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Amen.